You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Manage My Health, a patient information health portal, recently experienced a ransomware attack exposing patients' medical details online. The Privacy Commissioner has announced an inquiry into the breach. Labor has proposed implementing a levy on streaming services, with the revenue being used to support local productions. Irene Gardner, president of the Screen Production and Development Association, says even 5% of the big streamers' revenue would be a game changer. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about both of these issues. I started by asking how concerned he is about cybersecurity in the health sector following the Manage My Health breach.
Well, I'm quite concerned. I've heard from a number of constituents and family members over the holidays that the government's really just been too relaxed around this. This is an absolute breach of our private data, things that people find very, very personal, and they don't want that shared or put at risk. So I'd really like to see Prime Minister Luxon and the government step up in order to demonstrate some leadership and responsibility.
Should private companies like Manage My Health still be trusted with patient data?
I think we should always be cautious when it comes to private agencies. No doubt it's in their contract specifications. But like all organisations that we work with, we have to be incredibly responsible when it comes to the use of people's individual data. And I'm not seeing that leadership from the government, from Minister Simeon Brown as Health Minister. And I think they really need to take some responsibility and acknowledge that there is a significant issue here.
Apart from taking responsibility, what kind of measures should the government be taking to stop this kind of issue from happening again?
Well, I think that the government should be enforcing the security standards that we introduced back in 2022. All health providers must be properly regulated and held accountable in terms of how they handle data, how they protect our data, and we learnt a lot of this over the COVID period too.
And shifting gears, can you talk about the reasoning behind Labor's new streaming levy proposal?
The streaming levy has come out of a members' bill. It's something that our caucus had supported to go through that process. Should we be successful in government, then we would really like to explore the opportunities there of what a streaming levy might look like and look to some of the work that's been done in other countries.
And what are the benefits of a streaming levy?
Well, a levy on streamers would ensure big international streaming operators fairly invest directly in local content. We've seen media outlets in Aotearoa New Zealand really struggle. We've seen cuts to media agencies by this government. And so we do have to look to, as the media world changes and changes platforms, we've got to look at new ways of generating revenue to invest here locally.
Are you concerned that a streaming levy could drive up the cost of these services for consumers?
We shouldn't have to look into that. That's part of the work that would need to be done should we get into government. But it's a good opportunity to explore new ways of generating revenue, how we lift up the media sector, protect jobs, ensure that good content is created, good local New Zealand content that we're all proud of. And so we've got to look at ways that we explore that. But sure, we absolutely have to protect understanding the cost of living challenges that people are facing, that they won't want to be impacted by that.
And in a press release, the ACT Party criticised Labor for wanting to use the levy to fund shows like Celebrity Treasure Island or the recent Jacinda Ardern documentary, implying a conflict of interest. What is your response to this?
Well, that's pretty cheap when the leader, loved being a part of Dancing with the Stars. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But, you know, if New Zealanders choose to watch particular content, then we should invest in that style of content.
And I just want to finish by asking, are you ready for a November 7th election?
We've been ready over the last 2 years. We've been gearing up for this. Yesterday, getting a set date really is helpful to show there's a sun on the horizon, that we've got something to work towards, and all of our volunteers and movement are ready to go.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on the Manage My Health security breach and Labor's proposed streaming levy.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.